This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On the show today, we have Eric Lawrence, the co-founder of the artist management and independent record company, Coalition Music, whose current client roster includes Our Lady Peace, Simple Plan, Finger Eleven, USS, Justin Nazuka, and others. Started in 1991, the company has recently evolved to include Canada's music incubator, CMI, a not-for-profit corporation, and the high school-focused registered charity, Tempo. Through education, music provides opportunity, all under their roof, within the renovated walls of a former convent in Toronto. Eric and co-founder Rob Lanny built the studios, rehearsal spaces, professional development and education programs, and a performance space in an effort to provide artists a place to create, learn, and hone their skills. Currently, they are working with the Wasayaben High School, Wikwamekong Unceded Indian Reserve, Manitoulin Island, and the Nipissing High School in Nipissing First Nation, North Bay, bringing the unique Tempo learning experience to Northern First Nations youth. Eric, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you, Andre.
Now, can we just start with, how did the Aboriginal component of Tempo come into play?
So for a while, we were already running our high school credit course program here, and Rogers Media came to us and said they had some money that they needed to spend specifically for diversity, and asked if we had any way with what we're doing educationally to do that. And we had a relationship with the principal of the high school at Wasayaben in Wikwamekong on Manitoulin Island. And we told him, listen, we're running this program in Toronto. I think that we can do it with you and your high school if you have someone that we can teach to educate the kids there. And we could put the whole package together so that it's delivered as a credit course at your school, but we'll have great connectivity to us here at Coalition Music and to Tempo, and we will come up and visit and work with the students three times throughout the course of the semester, and we'll have them come here and work in our recording studio and work with us in our building in our facility twice throughout the course of the semester.
Ah, so now is this a provincial or national program?
It's a program. As the credit course is accepted, it's eligible for any high school student in Canada. So we're slowly building out of Toronto, and really outside of Metro Toronto, we have the two Aboriginal high schools that you mentioned. Now, we've had kids come to our school from different parts of the world. We had a student here from Vancouver last year, for example, but that's as far as we've grown, but we hope to grow more and more.
Now, the fact that this is a grade 12 interdisciplinary credit course, I think that's really, it's impressive. And it makes me wonder, you know, like, the course has to be something that intrigues the kids, that makes them want to come and get on board with this. What did you do to, A, achieve getting this status, this grade 12 credit course status, and does it really help to keep these kids in school?
Two good questions. So to achieve the status, it was kind of by happenstance. So here, our incubator, as you had mentioned, is separate from Tempo. Tempo Charity runs the high school program, but we have a music incubator. And within our music incubator, we bring in artists who are post-high school. So people who've decided that they're going to be artists, this is what they're doing for their lives. They come into our incubator, and they spend 10 weeks with us in our building, working on their business skills and on their musical skills and developing and building their brands. And as we were building that program, a friend of ours wrote curriculum for the high school board, and he said this would be a very strong program or credit course to deliver within the high schools, because you would be using the music business as a backdrop to any sort of course and path in life, and every kid loves music. So he took all of our notes and the bulk of our curriculum for our incubator and turned it into a proper high school credit course and had it approved through the system and came back to us and said, well, now we're in the high school business. So that was the first step. And then to your second question, How does this attract those students, and is it keeping them in school? I would say absolutely it is. One, if you can walk into any classroom and ask a kid, do you like math? And two people will put up their hands, and do you like accounting or do you like marketing? And different people will put up their hands in that classroom. If you ask, do you like music? 100% of the kids in every classroom we go into put up their hands. So we're already one step ahead. Now, we ask those kids, now, which of you want to be musicians, or which of you love music so much that you envision the idea of working in the music industry where you can help musicians? And then our program sort of offers both. So we love to have kids in our program who want to learn the business side of it and want to learn about what it's like to be a manager or a publicist or a touring person or a media, social media person within the music business. And we love to have the artists that are in there who are creating and trying to figure things out, and they get to work and collaborate together. So that seems to be a great attraction to the course for those people who are music lovers but are beyond and trying to build something for themselves.
Now, it's well known across this country that the education standards for our First Nations youth are significantly less. That said, is there situations where a student will be in the class and suddenly realize that they don't want to be on the creating side, that they want to be on the business side? I mean, and do you identify that and then focus on that?
Yes, absolutely we do, and it's really the program is called the music business, and it actually comes equally as much from the business side as it does from the creative side. And we're looking specifically for that because we assume, even if the room was full of people who wanted to be musicians and artists in their lives, it's a numerical impossibility for each and every one of those 20 or 30 kids to be successful artists. It's a fact in the music industry. But we're now giving them the opportunity to realize, like, just like myself, I started off as a musician and realized I wasn't a great musician, but I love artists, and now I work in a business where I get to help artists. So we definitely have a great feeling for and a great tendency to help out those kids who may be great at helping an artist run their business and grow their business and different facets. So we speak to all of those things.
Now, as I was saying earlier, you know, there are unique challenges to having our young people in school in the remoter northern communities. Are there any incentives built into the program that make them want to complete the full year?
To complete the program, we've had no problems keeping our kids and keeping their attention. They're very much interested in the recording side. The ones who are interested in the business side love being in and around the ones who are creating, and they're writing songs, you know, periodically throughout it. They get to come to Toronto and come into our recording studio, so that's an attraction there. And then we run with those schools a concert at the end of it. We call it ResFest, named by the kids at Wiki. And our ResFest concert has performances from all of the artists that are in our program, and it is built and promoted to the community, and tickets are sold to the community, and merchandise, and all of these things are done by the students that are in our class. So they actually become promoters and marketers, and they add in social media components to help and build and sell the show. So the little arena on Wikwemecong was actually sold out with the community and beyond for our ResFest last year.
That's really cool. Now, we're coming down to the end of our show here today, but what would you say is the biggest challenge that you have with the program?
Right now, our challenges are not that great because of geography. So we're able to, we get a tour bus, so one of those buses with a bunch of bunks and beds on it, and a little lounge with a TV and a place where you can make a coffee, and we put our people on that bus and we go to Wiki and we go to Nibising, and so we sort of do a lap, and it's all drivable. Our challenge will be the scalability, because we want to reach into more Aboriginal high schools and do this some more.
In more remote areas.
Yes, and we would love to, and we're just trying to think of how we can keep such great connectivity as we have with the ones that are geographically close.
Now, do you receive government funding, or do you get corporate funding? How are you working this?
We had Tempo and these things. So we're Rogers. So corporate funding from Rogers helped us the first 2 years at Wiki. We didn't have their funding in the third year, but fortunately the Ministry of Economic Development, so Ontario Ministry of Economic Development, helped there. And we haven't had to seek more funding for those two projects up until this year, but at the end of this year, we're going to have to start looking for new funding starting September. So
do you have
need to help to carry these programs.
Do you have any other First Nations that have expressed interest?
Yes, we are talking to, and it's a conglomerate of a couple of reservations, but we're talking to some folks in Timmins about putting something together up there.
Well, you know what? I think this is a great concept, great idea. There are so many pluses in the work that you're doing, and you're a registered charity, no?
Correct. Tempo's a registered charity. Yep.
Tempo is a registered charity. That's fantastic. Now, if any students or teachers, for that matter, out there are listening and wanted to contact Coalition Music, is there a website or a phone number or something you'd like to share with us?
The website is tempoeducates.com.
Tempoeducates.com.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Eric, I want to say thank you so very much for taking the time out of your obviously busy schedule to be with us here today on Nation Talk.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Chi-miigwech to you, and thank you to all our listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.